Hey Tyson, it's been a few minutes since you were drafted. Do you think it's actually sunken in yet?
No, it hasn't, honestly. I mean, kind of flashing back to the moments when it did happen and I got to celebrate it with my family there, but no, it hasn't sunk in at all. It's such a special feeling, and I mean, it's something I've been working so hard for, so I think it will set in later tonight when I'm laying in bed and just looking up at the roof and just thinking, wow, I actually did this, but there's a lot of work to come with this, and I'm excited for the journey.
I think as fans and observers, we think, oh, maybe the player knows, oh, this team, you know, felt like that interview went well, or I got a good sense from this team or that team. Did you have any inkling about Colorado versus any others?
Yeah, I thought I had a really good interview, actually. It's kind of funny there, my very first interview in the combine, so the very first team I met with, and I thought it went very well. So, I mean, I can't say how happy I am to be a Colorado Avalanche. It's something that's very special.
I mean, being drafted has got to be a feeling almost like winning a championship or bringing home something extremely special. But whereas a championship is the end of a process, this is the beginning of a process. So how do you kind of keep that mindset forefront of your mind?
Yeah, you nailed it. It's a new chapter in your life, and there's going to be a lot of hard work that comes along with this. So, I mean, I'm so excited for the journey, and it's something I've been working so hard for. So I'm just going to keep doing that and keep pushing until, I mean, I reach my ultimate goal, which is winning more than one Stanley Cup, because that's what I want to do as a player.
You're the second player in BCHL history to go in the top 10. I'm not sure you knew that, but does that mean anything extra special to you?
I think it does. I mean, it's nice to get recognized. I'm not really a guy to take those individual success. I mean, that's just not really the type of person I am, but I think deep down it is humbling, and it's a huge honor.
Obviously, you knew this moment was coming, but the feelings you have now, or you know, when you heard that name called in that BCHL, did it feel any different than what you anticipated?
I was a little bit more nervous, honestly. I mean, I always envisioned it, and I thought about happening, and I mean, when it did, my heart was pounding, and I was just so excited, and I think it was so awesome that I got to spend it with my mom and my grandma and grandpa there, and my sister too, so yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I think everyone on the big screen saw you share an extra special long hug with your mom. I mean, what feelings will she have had, and what you know, feelings do you have about the way you feel about your mom?
She's such a special lady. I mean, I could go on and on about all the work she did for me and how much she sacrificed for my sister and I. And I mean, she's a single mom, so she's a pretty special lady. And I would not be standing here if it wasn't for her today. I mean, I owe so much to her. And I know I'll never be able to repay her, but hopefully one day I can try. And I mean, like I said, she's just so special. And I mean, she deserves all the credit that I'm giving her here.
Thanks, Tyson. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.